Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone from over in the Oakland area, the Golden Hills Resource Conservation and Development. They are planning a meeting actually today dealing with watershed management issues on the Nishnabotna, the West and East Nishnabotna Rivers. We're going to talk about that this morning with Kara Morgan, who's project coordinator. Kara, good morning.
Well, good morning.
And you were telling me before that you've been with Golden Hills now for all of a few months, right?
Yes, I started here the middle of February, so just a few months.
And enjoying it very much.
I do. I absolutely love it here at Golden Hills. It's a wonderful organization.
You get to work with a lot of great people, don't you?
Yes. Yes, we do. We have quite a few working on quite a multitude of different projects, so... Anything rural Iowa, pretty much.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of important projects, like the watershed management program that's being worked on right now with the east and west forks of the Nishnabotna River. I know the meeting coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, coming up real soon here at the Oakland Community Center. But this is a meeting that's important. Why?
The biggest thing that this particular meeting, the committee, it's the planning committee, that we're trying to accomplish is a long-term plan for both the East and West Nishnabotna River when it comes to flooding, water quality, resiliency, and that sort of thing. So it is a basin-wide plan that's going to be developed for use, you know, not just now, but into the future of projects that can potentially be done in those areas.
Is this something that's been talked about for quite some time? Because flooding on the two forks of the Nishnabotna is not unusual.
No, it's not. And it has been talked about for quite a while. One of the things that we have happen quite often is that money goes to the areas that are flooded. And it's kind of a reactive type of reasoning, where now we're looking at it more as a proactive reasoning, trying to look at areas that where we can do farm ponds and different projects to potentially hold the water back, hold sediment back. You know, you hear about Hamburg quite often, that they are flooding or that they are sandbagging, that sort of thing. Well, the water comes from north. Everybody knows water flows downhill. If we could do little measures locally to hold water back, you know, in Oakland or in the Riverton area, in the Red Oak area, even clear up, you know, northern areas, Atlantic type of an area, to hold water back just a little bit and to slow that water flow down, you know, that would reduce flooding. And obviously, anytime we can hold sediment back, we're looking at water quality. And I know landowners work feverishly at this. And this plan can help those landowners and agencies and cities to look at projects that can be done the most bang for their buck rather than being reactive when the flood comes.
Absolutely. Sometimes flooding is a cause and effect thing. We deal with the effects, but we never really deal with the causes.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here is to start dealing with the causes and looking at the causes and looking at funding that's out there to be proactive in these areas.
You bet. Well, so this meeting that's going to happen, this opportunity for folks to get together and discuss, who's invited to this?
Basically, the Watershed Management Authority has been formed on both the East and West Nishnabotna. The board of directors are made up of the cities, counties, and soil and water conservation districts within the entire watershed basin. And every single city, county, and soil and water conservation district was invited to be a director on this board. So obviously we have wonderful representation from that area, but we also want landowners. We want organizations like Farm Bureau, the Soybean Association, anybody that's interested in flooding, water quality, those areas. We want them at the table to help form this plan. So it is definitely an open meeting.
Yeah, when you talk about water quality or flooding issues, pretty much we all have skin in the game.
Exactly, exactly. Everybody, you know, in this area and in the watershed has a reason to be interested.
Yeah. It's got to be an interesting process, though, too, because when you think about it, and you know this from working throughout your life with different, in different ways with different folks, everybody's going to come in with their own ideas. And, you know, there's a certain amount of turf protection, too, that goes on. Everybody wants to protect their own turf, but everybody has different ideas about how things should go about. How do you weigh all of these and come up with some solutions?
you know, that's kind of what this authority is all about, is making it an open forum for everybody to be able to voice their opinion, but to come to a common consensus. You know, we all want what's best for the watershed, and that consensus is what we're trying to reach. So that's the entire intent of inviting everybody to the table, is to have a common ground with a common end goal and working together to hit that end goal. So, you know, we received this funding through the Iowa Watershed Approach in this area, and we want to have a vision for the future.
You bet. So the boards, the committees have been put together already. It's really not their job at this point now to sit and talk to folks. It's for them to listen to what kind of ideas folks have?
Yes. They can also provide input, definitely, because they do have an interest in their jurisdiction, whether it be a city, a county, or a soil water conservation district. Mm-hmm. So they definitely can provide input as well, but also listen to the public and the people in their areas to projects that are, you know, maybe not yet identified. You know, this is an ongoing process. We have a quarterly meeting of those directors specifically, and the next quarterly meeting is September 20th, and the idea of this committee is to come back to that full board with a suggestion as far as an RFP for the watershed planner, and to who to hire and that sort of thing, kind of bring that RFP together and bring it back to that board.
You bet. There's a layout. There's a lot of planning that has to go into all this yet, obviously. Is there money that's already been earmarked toward dealing with these issues?
There is. Iowa was awarded $96.7 million to look at this watershed approach. And this region, you know, Fremont and Mills County were actually the recipients of the funding, but each of them did receive funding for projects as well in those two counties. But also through this, the watershed as a whole received funding to actually put this plan together and to develop a plan for the entire East and West Nishnabada watershed.
Absolutely. It's more than just the cost of dealing with these types of results from flooding and things. It's really about the human impact that it has, too. It's hard to rebuild. We've seen some places get such damage from flooding that there's just almost no way they can go back and farm the land again in some cases. It's more than just a dollar figure.
It is. And, you know, not just that, it's also the way of life. You know, this is a HUD disaster resiliency grant. And I know that one of the communities that was specifically identified was Riverton. And obviously, you know, people in the area that were affected by the floods in 2011, and that's what this grant is looking back at, is 2011 to 2013. But in 2011, you know, in the southwest corner, there were people who actually had to move to another state for the time being, or, you know, stay with somebody because the floods closed roads, and because, you know, Riverton, as far as the school districts trying to transport youth from one community to another, was almost impossible in some areas, or had to take an extremely longer route because of the flooding. So, you know, jobs and education, there was a lot of things, and there are a lot of things affected by flooding.
You bet. Those things don't come to mind right out of the gate when we think about those types of issues with flooding, but boy, they sure are important.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Well, that's why we want to get folks together and talk about all these issues so we can come to some good ideas and good results here. And that's what the part of what the meeting today is for. Again, that's at 9 o'clock this morning. That'll be held at the Oakland Community Center. So fill it up, right?
Absolutely. Anybody that has an interest is more than welcome to come.
Do they need to bring anything with them, just ideas?
They don't really. Nope, just bring your ideas. And then again, like I said, we also have a meeting September 20th. So if you can't make this committee meeting, you know, you're definitely welcome. The full board meeting is September 20th, also here at the Oakland Community Building. So there's lots of opportunities for you to come and observe and to learn and to share your thoughts and ideas.
You betcha. Well, it affects a lot of people. Very good. That's Kara Morgan. She's the project coordinator with the Golden Hills Resource Conservation and Development. Again, that meeting 9 o'clock this morning at the Oakland Community Center. Hope you get a chance to attend. Kara, have a great meeting, and thanks for the time.
You too. Thanks for having me.